This is the Dr. Linda Mental Show.
Everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Linda Mental Show. I'm your host, Dr. Linda Mental, the relationship doctor, and I'm here along with my co-host, Chris Weigel, where Chris, every weekend we're here and we're doing life together, and we're really glad that you've joined us.
That's right. It's another weekend. Awesome to have you back with us. We always talk about something so topical, and with the holiday season coming, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, there's lots of things to juggle in our lives.
There certainly is. Have you done your Christmas shopping yet?
Well, see, now last week we talked about procrastination.
Yes, we did.
It hit a nerve. But no, yeah. no Christmas shopping yet.
You haven't done it yet. Oh, boy.
No, nothing.
I'm an unusual holiday shopper. I'll talk about that in a little bit. But we're definitely into the holiday season here, and everything's getting a little busier.
Right.
I've noticed it. I've noticed that there are lights going up on trees. I know that we're getting ready to just kind of engage full throttle into the holidays. Our idea here today, Chris, is that we want to give our listeners a little self-care help. And we're going to look at that holistically. All that means is we're going to look body, soul, and spirit. We're going to look at it from a physical way that you can deal with things, financial, emotional, and definitely spiritual, because we do want to give that spiritual side, giving you some help during this very busy and really demanding time of the year.
Right. And over this last week on social media, we asked listeners for the best self-care tips, and we would include those in this show. And Dr. Linda, here's one from Scrooge.
Okay.
The best method of self-preservation for the holiday season is to stay home and not invite anyone to visit.
Well,
no one.
Bah humbug is what I would say to that.
Right. <yeah. laughs>
But we certainly want to go a different direction, right? There's a great deal of stress this time of year. I'm guessing you're not quite feeling it yet. So we're going to get on the front end of this and give you some strategies and some ways to help yourself during this time. And we're glad that so many people participated, because we got tons of tips,
right,
which is really, really great. So we're going to break it down with all the parties and the shopping and the gift wrapping and the cooking coming up. We're going to hopefully give you some advice that will help you thrive, not just survive during
right.
the holidays.
Yes, and we can do that by first looking at what can be done financially to take care of ourselves.
I think this is number one. When you're looking at mm-hmm. self-care strategies during the holiday, the very first thing you have to do is deal with a budget.
Right.
We do have to think about finances if we're going to start with a good effort. Because if you don't, and you get into a spending spree, or you have those bills coming in January, you're going to be a little bit upset. So the first
right.
thing is going to be to make a budget and stick to it.
I like what Karen says. If you can't pay cash for it, don't buy it.
Now, here's my problem. I like to put my gifts on my frequent flyer card. So I don't pay
right.
cash.
Yeah.
That's kind of a bad thing, but you really have to keep track of what you've put on that card, because those miles cards come with these massive amounts of debt on them, because
right.
if you're like me and you put a lot of stuff on there to get the miles,
mm-hmm.
you better be ready to pay.
Basically, just don't finance Christmas. If this is what I've got this year to spend on Christmas, I've got 8 people to buy for, and do the math, and it would make things a lot easier, like you said, when January rolls around and the electric bills do.
I do think what you see in January is a lot of people getting those credit card bills and mm-hmm. being a little bit horrified, because it is easy to swipe that card and not think of that as real money.
Right.
If you have a budget, you also need to think about, with holidays, we're going away for both of our holidays.
Oh, wow.
So you have to expense in the cost of travel
right.
and food and getting the tree and the decorations and all the gift wrapping and paper, and if you're sending out cards or however you're doing, those are all parts of your budget that
right.
you really need to consider.
One year, I actually took gift cards that I got on Christmas Day and bought gifts that I would be giving on the New Year's weekend.
Did you really?
Brilliant idea.
Well, you know, there's so many sales. After Christmas, go to the sales and try to think about for the next year, what could I
mm-hmm.
do? What I do is I have 2 big bags in a closet. And I won't say where so that my kids don't know where that is. But there are these 2 huge bags, and all through the year, I buy things as I see them on sale
mm-hmm.
or if they're out of season or whatever. Or if I see something, I go, oh, that's that thing that my daughter-in-law wanted.
Right.
Then I buy it and I put it in that bag. And by the time I get to the time where you really want to seriously start thinking about all this, I have a lot of those gifts.
My mother-in-law has a closet in the basement at their house.
See, it's a closet thing.
It's a big walk-in closet.
Yeah.
And I've never seen the inside of that thing.
That's probably what she does.
It is. It's the gift closet. And
yeah.
Throughout the year, she divides it up and gets a lot of gifts.
Now, here's the problem with that strategy. 1 year, I forgot what I bought. And I didn't check those bags.
Oh, yeah.
And it was way over the edge because I kept thinking, because I bought gifts. And then I realized I already had bought gifts. So you have to keep track of that. Do you like getting homemade gifts?
Yes, I do.
Do you?
As a matter of fact, I've given a few myself. I like to take copper wire, and make stick figures, and you solder them together. It actually looks very nice. I did a stick figure of the four of us in the family.
Yeah.
And then I did a stick figure of my mom walking a dog because she does search and rescue with dogs.
Oh, cool.
So the stick figure is holding a flashlight, and there's a dog.
What do you do with that copper thing?
It's one-dimensional, so you just hang it flat on the wall.
You hang it on the wall. Yeah. It's not an ornament.
No, it's something tacky to put on the wall.
Okay, you said it, not me.
Merry Christmas, Mom.
You can get a lot of ideas on Pinterest,
right.
But here's the problem with that, is that you actually have to have some art talent.
I'll have you know.
Yes.
My mom loved it.
She loved it. It's because she's your mother,
right,
Chris.
Right, but there's more. The stick figure of our family, my wife, loves it.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Now, if you gave that to a neighbor, I'm not so sure.
You know what? We will do that. I'll make one for my neighbor, and we'll see what he
says. Okay, will he be honest with you if
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They have some cool things on Pinterest. I mean,
right.
If you look, they've got some do-it-yourself kits with cupcake decorating and all kinds of ways that you can present food and making movie baskets with popcorn and stuff.
Right.
Okay, here's another tip on the finances. I think this is one that is really helpful. If you keep tags on items, and if you impulsively bought, you can always take it back after Christmas.
True.
Don't wear it. Keep the tag on it and legitimately take it back. If you go to the end of that time and say, you know what, we somewhat overspent and we really need to return a few items. If you haven't worn it and you have a tag on it or it's an item that you have a tag on, you can take it back.
Right.
Isn't that a good idea?
Sounds really good. And
yeah.
Take the tag off before you give it to someone, too.
If you're regifting. Yeah, that's a good thing. I think the whole point of this is that financially, you really have to think through a budget. And a lot of people designate an amount of money they spend for Christmas. Sometimes people even put it in an envelope or put it in a file on their computer and say, this is it. Once I'm done, I'm done. And that's very responsible if you're going to do that.
Now, before we get to the break, you say keep money woes to yourself. What is a money woe?
Don't keep is what I say.
Don't keep it.
If you're really kind of concerned about your money, talk to the family or talk to the friends that you're sharing things with and say, look, it's a little tight this year. Could we all agree to keep the limit at $20 or keep it down rather than just sitting there in silence? I think that's a good tip.
And then trim your list.
The family exchanges are great.
Uh-huh.
Picking one person in the family and doing a gift exchange, that's one of the best things you can do to keep the cost down.
Well, this is the Dr. Linda Mental Show. Thanks for being with us again this weekend. We're talking about a holistic approach to self-care over the holidays. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Are you a mom or a dad trying to do your best to raise a healthy weight child in an unhealthy eating culture? Do you often struggle with how to respond when your child asks if she is fat or if he needs to lose weight? Do you wonder what is normal and how do I best impact my child and his or her eating habits? Well, hi, I'm Dr. Linda Mental, and my book, Raising Healthy Kids in an Unhealthy World, teaches parents how to raise healthy kids in an overscheduled, fast food, video game world by making simple choices, easy changes, and instilling good habits that will improve everyone's life today and forever. Winner of the Mom's Choice Award, Raising Healthy Kids in an Unhealthy World, will give you this confidence, the confidence you need to take charge of your child's eating and raise a healthy weight child.
Raising Healthy Kids in an Unhealthy World. Available on Dr. Linda's website, drlindamental.com, and available online where books are sold.
This is the Mental Health Minute. Here's Dr. Linda.
It's that time of year again where the weather gets colder and the beards get longer. It's No Shave November. But not all of us have a beard to grow. So here's something everyone can do. It's called No Shame November. Hi, I'm Dr. Linda Mental. Whether we want to admit it or not, we all fall prey to shame in our lives. Some of you might be ashamed of your body and hate thinking about all that holiday food. Or maybe you're ashamed of your income and worry that you won't be able to provide a fun Christmas for your kids. Any of you ashamed of your family? Maybe you're dreading that awkward family reunion. Whatever shame you're carrying in your life, give it to God. Psalm 34, 4 through 5 says, I sought the Lord, and He answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to Him are radiant, and their faces shall never be ashamed. Every day, think of one thing in your life you're ashamed of and actively give that to God. If we practice No Shame November now, it won't be long before we're experiencing no shame for life.
Chris Weigel here. As the co-host of the Dr. Linda Mental Show, I have direct access to all that mental health you hear us discussing here on the Faith Radio Network. If you want to take advantage of all the Dr. Linda relationship wisdom we share each week, check out her Facebook, Dr. Linda Mental, author and speaker, her Twitter, at Dr. Linda Helps. You can go to her website, drlindamental.com, and you can always read her blogs or listen to past podcasts on the myfaithradio.com website.
And welcome back to the Dr. Linda Mental Show, where we're talking about self-care during the holidays. We're going to move into some emotional self-care now, Chris. Let's listen to what some of the people that we interviewed said.
One way I take care of myself so I don't go insane during the holidays is I do my Christmas shopping in July.
Honestly, I don't do anything to take care of myself.
Okay, so we've got a July shopper and a no shopper.
Those two are probably married.
Actually, those were two very different perspectives. So here's the person who's on top of it, maybe doing some shopping during the year and not waiting to the last minute. I used to work in my mom's clothing store, and I have to tell you, on Christmas Eve, every guy would come in, and they would say, I got to get an outfit for my wife. And I would always go, so what's her shape and what's her size? And they always would say, no matter what, just like you. So I'm thinking, are all the women in America coming into the store my size? Probably not.
Right.
But they were desperate to get a gift, so they really just wanted me to find an outfit, wrap it up. And then, of course, what we would see is after Christmas, massive returns because nothing fit anybody.
Right.
That was that pressure at the end to really find something.
You know, during Christmas, especially growing up when my sister and I were in the house, my mom's back would always go out.
Oh.
Somewhere around before or after Christmas, right in that time zone. And I remember asking Dad, why does this always happen? He said, because she's stressed out.
Yeah,
her back's all tensed up. So that's definitely an emotional response to this time of year.
It is. And I think one of the things that we have to look at is if we challenge our thinking a little bit and the assumptions that we made. And actually, Rona wrote that in social media. She said she challenges her assumptions. I think that's a really good thing to say. What are the real expectations here? Are they realistic? You can even get so many expectations about what you have to do at church.
Oh, wow.
Where you have to be involved in this cantata, and then you have to be involved in the parties, and then you have the children's thing. And sometimes people come to church, and I think, are they remembering that the reason we're excited is because Jesus was born? Or is it because we've got all these things to do? So even the church can be a place where we can get overworked and emotionally stressed because we think we have to do everything. So emotionally, one of the things is that if you just sit back and you really think about, at Thanksgiving, it's about gratitude. At Christmas, Jesus was born and the gift that we've gotten from Him. And then New Year's, the new life. I try to think about New Year's being new life and the new beginning. And certainly the Christian experience is all about new life. So if we begin to think about the real meaning rather than, I've got to get this many Christmas cards out and I've got to bake this many cookies and I've got to be at this cantata and I've got to do, I mean, after a while, you are so emotionally revved up. One of our top suggestions here, based on that, is that be realistic about what you can do and what you can't do. And it's okay to say no and be assertive. Our producer said, just so you don't say no to Jesus.
Ought not do that.
That's right. So we want to say yes to Christ, but we want to say no to a lot of the different activities sometimes that can really weigh us down during Christmas and really make us stressed out.
Jennifer says, would I rather see that cake on my plate or on my hips?
So she's talking about eating.
Yes.
Now she's talking about the stress of eating, which kind of falls a little bit more into the physical self-care, because one of the things that we have to do when we're embracing the holiday season coming up already is that we're going to have to watch how we eat, watch what we're drinking, and watch what we're doing in terms of physical exercise. We need to really be thinking about what are we doing to our body in Christmas time.
As they say, jokingly, the struggle is real because at Christmas we socialize more, there's more going on, and there's always food involved.
There is.
And staying away from it is nearly impossible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, before we go into that a little bit more, mm-hmm. I want us to listen to one of the people we interviewed on the street, because we were talking about more of the emotional self-care and also the physical self-care and how we need to slow down and we need to take a little bit of a break and take a walk in nature and get your Bible out and center yourself in God when you're doing that. Ann said, if I just take a long bath, I can really slow down. If I could cook a bunch of meals at a time and freeze them, I wouldn't feel so frenzied. But let's listen to what one of our viewers said about his self-care strategy.
I mean, me, it's usually being on break, so like I'm going home and trying to relax and regroup myself.
I wonder if that's a college student. Just go home, get on the couch, let mom cook. I did that in grad school. When I would come home for a weekend, I would veg out, you know, just veg out on the couch, sleep in, let my mom and dad do everything. And they were wonderful during that time, and it did help me regroup, actually.
Right. Well, and you know they were glad to.
They were happy to have me around, even if I was in bed most of the time. But let's get back to the physical part, because I do think that eating and sleeping and exercise, do we know about this? Yes. But we don't do it. We're kind of like this guy. We're not doing much of anything, really. One of our listeners said doesn't do much of anything.
After the fourth party, it might be a good option to not eat more pie, but we still do.
It's really hard to do it. Here's one of the things that you have to do. Watch your overconsumption in everything, because there's just so much. And the research shows that if it's there and it's visible and it's in front of you, we tend to eat more.
Right.
Did you know there's even research on if there's more variety on a table, we eat more?
Wow.
If I put M&Ms out, I did multicolored, you would eat more of those than if I put one color out.
Wow.
Variety gets the brain going. That doesn't mean put the same food out on your table for the whole season, but
you know, Andy this week said one way to pace yourself is he chews everything 25 times.
Wow. Okay.
It's like he's in the Marines.
He's jumping on that stuff. But what he's doing is actually taking his time. This is an old Weight Watcher technique where you chew your food thoroughly. Mm-hmm. You take your time. You enjoy every bite. And the research shows if you just take a bite of a dessert, actually it's two bites, I think, you get the full sensation of the food and you're satisfied. And you can put your fork down and push it aside. You'll do okay. But you can taste it rather than saying, oh, I can't have anything. I can't eat anything. It's better just to take a couple of bites and then move on.
But it's so hard to do.
I know. I know.
How
and
do
there's
you do
so
that?
Many good things. I know. It's already starting at work.
Yes.
Here's something that sounds a little counterintuitive. It's good to weigh yourself regularly.
Now, that can be disappointing.
Well, it is disappointing. But what we found from research is that if you weigh yourself regularly, you're more apt to adjust because you're noticing what's happening on the scale.
Right.
If you don't weigh at all, you just keep kind of rationalizing your eating as you're going. That's a good way to do it. Another thing that I found that's really helpful is I try not to go to parties hungry.
See, now what I do is I say, hey, we'll be eating a lot tonight, so don't eat lunch today. That's
then you're
going to
be starving. You're setting up what we call the binge.
The binge.
You're not eating all day. You're starving. You go. If you eat an apple before you go to an event, it's really filling because of the fiber.
Right.
If you drink a full glass of water before you go, all of those little tricks are very important. Let's listen to something, though, that somebody said about physical exercise, because we mentioned that. So let's hear what they said.
I guess I hit up the gym more to try to work off the holiday food.
I guess.
I suppose.
Were you convinced?
No.
I wasn't convinced.
She had a microphone in her face.
Yeah.
She had to say something good.
Yeah, though Donna did say that she keeps up with her exercise at the Y, and then she tries to get enough sleep. Exercise and sleep, they're not going to be a routine, so you have to get it where and when you can. But I think just being intentional about exercise and the need for sleep and trying to grab sleep when you can, it's going to help you physically.
Amy said the same thing. She said, get more sleep. It's easy to stay up late over the holidays.
Yeah. If you're going to do anything for yourself during the holidays on a physical level, get a good night's sleep, you're going to feel so much better.
Well, it's the Dr. Linda Mental Show. Thanks again for being with us this weekend. We're talking about a holistic approach to self-care over the holidays. We've got more coming up right after this.
Did you know you have a conflict style? Everybody does. Are you a conflict avoider? Maybe you don't avoid, but instead react intensely. Or perhaps you are a great negotiator. Dr. Linda Mental offers a free conflict quiz when you visit her website, www.drlindahelps.com. Click on the picture of her latest book, We Need to Talk. Then have a friend or your partner take the quiz too, and see if you can navigate conflict successfully.
To take the conflict style quiz, click on the cover of Dr. Linda's latest book at drlindahelps.com.
Mother and daughter relationships are powerful, and they impact all our other relationships. Think about it. The way you react with your mom typically is the way you might react with other people. Yet this important bond can be filled with tension when both women try to find their own voice and develop a sense of self. So working through the mother-daughter relationship can be a challenge, but it is so worth the effort. Hi, I'm Dr. Linda Mental, and I would love to help you navigate this important relationship and strengthen it to the best it can be. That's why I wrote, I Love My Mother, But... a book to strengthen the mother-daughter relationship. We all love our mothers, but sometimes we need a little help working through our differences. I Love My Mother, But... available on my website, drlindamental.com, or online where books are sold.
There's always room for a little more relationship in our lives, so check out the Relationship Doctor, Dr. Linda Mental, on Facebook. Dr. Linda Mental, author and speaker. Her Twitter, at Dr. Linda Helps. You can go to her website, drlindamental.com, and you can always read her blogs or listen to past podcasts on the MyFaithRadio.com website.
You're listening to the Dr. Linda Mental Show, where today we're talking about self-care through the holidays.
It takes some work.
It does.
It's not necessarily a lot of fun either.
Well, we're giving people a couple of weeks to get ready for
this.
So we're trying to get prepared in body, soul, and spirit so
right.
that you go into this season with a really good attitude, right? We want a good attitude.
That's
and we
right.
don't want to be stressed by this time.
Well, so far you've touched on the financial aspects of being prepared for the holidays. There are emotional and physical aspects. But then we have to talk about relationships as well.
Yeah, and this is a tough area, Chris. We're going to do a whole show on this. We're going to talk about difficult family members because every year when I've been on the radio, I've gotten so many phone calls from people about, well, how do you handle the alcoholic in our family? Or how do you handle that Uncle Joe who just comes and criticizes? Or what if I have an abusive family member? What do I do? So we're going to deal with that. I want to just say briefly today, prepare yourself for those difficult family interactions because guess what? Unless they've had a huge heart change or they've been in therapy, things aren't going to be a whole lot different. So what I tell people is you know what the issues are going in. Start to think ahead of time about some of the ways that you could respond to those issues so that you can make them different. I had an uncle who was very caustic with me about politics during the holidays. And I would come home from college and he would just argue and argue and argue to the point where I would be in tears. At the Thanksgiving dinner, I would be in tears because of the way he would come after me. And it took me a while, but I realized, you know what? If I just don't oppose him all the time and I just go, hey, thanks for sharing your opinion.
Right.
That's great. I don't know if I feel the same way, but hey, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
I tried that one year and it just calmed everything down.
Oh, wow.
So I thought ahead about how I would respond differently to that same problem that happened every year.
Now, concerning politics at the holidays, our family, depending on which part of the family we are with, we have a policy in place. You do not talk about politics.
Oh, really? Yeah, well, we kind of put that in.
Dinner.
We do talk about religion because we're a Christian family, so we do talk about that. But
politics, no.
The other thing is, in the holidays, there's a lot of people are dealing with loss.
Right.
And you need to be able to allow yourself to grieve during that time because there are what we call relationship triggers where certain things remind you of that person during the holiday, especially if you've lost a father or mother or if you've lost a child and you see the toys, and it's just a really difficult time. Think ahead how you want to respond to that. And if you have to go off by yourself for a little bit and take that time, don't feel bad about doing that.
You know, you say to prepare yourself for difficult family interactions.
Yeah.
And one thing that makes that even harder is if you do have a difficult family member, chances are, being the holidays, you haven't been around them much. Maybe they came in from out of town. So it's even more of a culture shock.
But you know what they're going to do. So that's what I'm saying. Role play it with somebody. Get some help from somebody. Get a mentor. Get a coach.
Right.
Get somebody to help you think through, how am I going to respond differently to this person?
So by role playing, you mean, can you act like Uncle Steve
for a couple of minutes? That's right. And family members can do that really well. Before we move on to the spiritual here, one of the things that really helps families during the Christmas holidays is having your children get some sleep.
Oh, no doubt.
We could do a show on that.
Yes, definitely.
But they're going to be irritable and difficult if you don't get them sleep, especially with all the sugar and the fat, the candy that they're eating. So let's move on to the spiritual, because I think this is the most important part.
Right.
We mentioned just a little bit ago that you really do have to focus on the meaning of the season.
Right.
Like you said, Chris, it's getting harder and harder in our culture.
Well, there's so many well-meaning family members that you eventually have to almost grab them and say, just stop.
Yeah.
Stop what you're doing. You don't have to do this materialistic thing you're doing here.
And we have to be so intentional, because we're seeing more and more today
mm-hmm.
in the culture that they're taking Christmas out of everything. Or even Thanksgiving. It isn't
right.
a holiday about giving thanks from a spiritual sense. It's more about the turkey and the meal and the
right.
parade.
Yeah.
I think every person listening is going to have to be much more intentional about what can we do during this holiday season to keep highlighting the spiritual significance of what we're seeing. And I think you can really come up with a list and maybe even carve out some times
right.
where you say, we're going to do this.
It would be helpful, because it makes you wonder who's to blame the most, the people who have, quote, taken Christianity out of Christmas, or the Christians who have let that happen.
Yeah.
So don't be a part of the problem. Like
yeah.
you said, be intentional about making Christ a part of this holiday.
I think one of the best ways you can do what you just said is that you can give instead of receiving.
Yes.
So you might just make someone's Christmas more special by going to a soup kitchen, feeding the hungry, helping the Salvation Army,
right.
looking for places where you can serve.
My sister and mom did that. They went to the Salvation Army for Thanksgiving. They were the only two in town.
Wow.
So that's how they spent their Thanksgiving. They said it was one of the best Thanksgiving holidays they've ever had.
I would just say at the end, begin your day with prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Read your Bible. It centers you. Ask the Lord to order your day and to give you peace. And whenever you're feeling stressed during the holidays, sit quietly with God. Meditate on His Word. Pray. And then enjoy the season and focus on what's important. Taking care of yourself is important, because if you don't take care of yourself, you're not there to help take care of the other people around you. So
and chances are they need a lot of
help. They need a lot of self-care. They're going to have you, listening to this show, help them with the things that we've said.
Right.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Many thanks to our producer, Katie Reshetko, our man on the street, Derek Battle, our engineer, Caleb Carpenter, and our social media director, Hannah Duke. And thanks, of course, to you, Chris, my co-host, who makes this show a conversation. From all of us here at Faith Radio, we'll talk to you next weekend. In the meantime, remember, we're doing life together, and it's better when you don't have to do it alone.
Dr. Linda Mental Show is a production of WQLU-FM 90.9 in Lynchburg, Virginia.